The opinions expressed in the Out of Depth podcast are individual and do not necessarily represent Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Regardless, thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Out of Depth podcast with your hosts,
Isaac Midod,
Zach Thompson,
Ryan Price,
and Michelle Frank.
Sit back and relax as we go out of our depth.
How the hell are we feeling, boys? It is currently 9:45. 9:45 p.m. with about 15 hours until the deadline for our first episode. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm all comfy, cozy on my couch.
Yeah, I like being...
You are not feeling great, bro. You are not feeling great.
We're currently in the TMU Chairs crib with, with TMU Chairs.
Whoa, crazy. God, it's been so long since we've done this. We're out of the groove. And we're tired.
Yeah, we're chilling on the couch. It's rather comfy. I'm being stared down by John Pork, John Lennon, and John from The Shining. And I feel really, like, at home right now. And also, house is above me. House MD. So...
What did we do today, Mish?
Oh, I mean, we did a little bit of walking. A little brisk walk.
Just a little bit. Ryan, how much did we walk?
We walked from Kennedy Station all the way to Kipling Station.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided that we were close to walking a marathon, so we just decided to walk an extra 4 kilometers and walk an entire marathon.
We basically walked from, Kennedy basically to Mississauga.
Basically, yeah. It was
2K off because we decided to loop back around. But
true. Yeah. It basically, Kennedy to Kipling was 38 kilometers, and a marathon is 42-ish kilometers, and so... We decided to walk an extra hour, and it was my favorite hour.
Ryan and I were not happy because Ryan and I were ready to go, but Zach was like, "Okay, if we're at like 38 kilometers, I think we can just finish it up." And ironically, Zach is the most dead out of everyone else.
The last hour, honestly, killed me the most.
Yeah, might have been a little psychological too. Like, you're done, right? We took the photo at Kipling. We were taking photos at every single station. We took the photo at Kipling.
We'll post them on Instagram later.
Yes. And then we should walk 4.5 more kilometers.
Which isn't even like in this.
It's not bad. It's an extra hour, but an extra hour after walking.
My experience with the last hour was that I would say, 85% of my feet and leg pain went away.
Well, yeah, because you needed to pee.
I felt fine, but I needed to piss so bad.
It was bad.
My bladder was so full. It was kind of disgusting.
No, it was really funny. We're talking about this not in chronological order. That's fine.
No,
but we get back to Kipling after completing the marathon, right? We did like a couple hundred meters above a marathon. Ryan and I go to the bathroom. I swear to God, it's on the opposite side of Kipling. We had to have walked another half
that
a kilometer.
That was actually horrible. Isak sped off. I'm going to be honest. Like, I was looking kind of strange because I don't even know how it happened. Because the thing is, when we got to Kipling, I was feeling fine. I was like, 4K, no big deal. But then as we, like, were getting closer and closer, it just got worse and worse and worse. And, like, my knees like buckled in a little bit, so picture that in your head. I
so
look
funny.
I without saying anything.
So imagine
I looked a little strange.
It was so
just
funny, dude.
Imagine Zach, if you will, with a gray hoodie on, and a limp, and like he's kind of slouching a little bit. And so imagine that by himself in a station. Everyone's probably like looking at him, like who
because
is this
guy? Well. Misha and Ryan went to the bathroom, and Isak just sped off ahead of me, so...
Yeah, because I had no idea that the bathroom was on the other side of the station, but okay.
Oh, me neither.
Let's take it
you
back
You didn't
a
even
little
have
bit.
To go. So, he just left me.
Yeah.
He's
so,
embarrassed
okay,
to be
so, let's rewind. So I woke up at 6:30 today, and I showed up here. I was originally supposed to drop my bag off, because I'm sleeping over today at Zach and Ryan's place.
Well.
So I was originally supposed to drop my bag off. Which was full of my camera gear and clothes and Spider-Man costume because I'm filming for that tomorrow.
You're a nerd, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, you're such a nerd.
And so, but then my train went from like half hourly to hourly. So Zach was like, okay, fine, just meet us straight at Kennedy. So like, fine. So I was doing the first like 2-3 hours of the walk with like 20 pounds on my back. I was pretty okay with that. And we started off. Kennedy and went off. And what was your guys' favorite part?
Favorite part?
Probably when we walked through, like, the park, the ravine.
Yeah.
What was it?
That was after Warden Station?
Yeah, was right it St. Clair Ravine? St. Clair Ravine's pretty nice. There was...
Swans.
No, it was a heron, actually. Okay, a very majestic heron.
I don't know birds, bro.
Rewinding a little bit.
Yeah.
Insert the audio clip of us right at the beginning of the walk. We just set off from Kennedy Station.
Okay, Mish, how are we feeling at the beginning of the walk?
We are feeling good. It's good weather. It's like the sunniest day this month so far, honestly. So I think we're feeling good.
I'm feeling okay. I'm a little tired. I'm on 4 hours of sleep, and I don't understand how you guys are in sweaters. I know it's going to get warmer, but I'm in a jacket, and I'm still shivering in my damn timbers.
I'm wearing shorts, by the way, and a hoodie, and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling nice. Zach, how are we feeling at the beginning of the walk?
I'm feeling amazing. I've never felt better in my life. I'm so excited.
I'm feeling great. I'm in shorts, in a hoodie. I know it's going to warm up, you know what I mean? I got my water, my Mio hydration I just got this morning, my granola bars. I'm feeling ready, bro.
Yes, yeah,
as you could tell, we were feeling pretty lively, pretty good. Isak was a little cold, but that's okay.
I'm just always cold. Ryan was out here with a hoodie and shorts. In my
dude, it's so comfy. Hoodie and shorts is so comfy.
It really is.
I think that it worked great because it was a little bit cooler in the morning. It was about.
Five?
Maybe 2 degrees, something like that.
Wow.
I think it started at about 2 degrees. I was wearing a hoodie and shorts, so I was a little bit chilly. But then once we got to like the first station, like Warden Station, I was fine. And then it warmed up during the day and it was sunny, and it was great. And I was just comfy for the whole day.
Yeah, no, I think this was probably the best day to have done it because this is like really good weather. It was like 10 degrees and sunny. It was. Très magnifique, as you say in Spanish or something.
Nope.
And
that sounds French to me.
It was très magnifico, as they say in Spanish.
I'm gonna ban you from this podcast.
I really did feel fine walking the whole day. Like I could feel it in my legs after like a few hours, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it really didn't faze me. And even at the end, when it was at its worst, like I was still walking fine. But it's just like something about like. After we stop, it catches up to you, and you're mm-hmm. just like, oh.
Yeah. Every time we stopped, it would feel really nice until we started going again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were walking through this, like, park. I forget even. St. Clair Ravine Warden Park, something like or no.
St. Clair Ravine. No, yeah. St. Clair Ravine was first, actually.
Yeah.
So wait. that was the one that we.
Oh, because there was the mini park that we walked through.
Oh, that was.
That St. Clair Ravine.
That was St. Clair. Wait, so what was the second one that was nicer?
That was like the Warden. That was the long trail that we were walking on. I think was like.
I'm gonna figure it out. Park
or yeah, Warden
it's
Ravine
called?
Maybe.
Warden Woods.
Warden Woods.
Okay.
So
wow,
we walked
I like that.
Warden
name.
Woods. That was
my favorite part.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
That was very beautiful.
It was very pleasant.
There was like a little stream going through, and there was like trees and leaves and sticks.
Whoa.
Yeah, and yeah there was water and trees and leaves. And there was some dirt as well.
It was kind of crazy. Yeah.
And his parents were squirrels.
What is this bit? I originally started wearing boots until I switched to my Vans. Big mistake. I should have listened to my mother. Sorry, Mom. But... At what point did your feet start hurting? Because I didn't hurt for me until I switched to my Vans. I was completely fine in my boots.
My feet slightly hurt the entire time, but I found it didn't get much worse. Like, after about an hour, my feet started to, like, kind of feel it a little bit.
Yeah.
But then it only, like, it didn't get, like, crazy worse at the end. It was just a little bit worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My feet didn't hurt. Matter of fact, most of my legs were fine. It's just the back of my right knee just felt like tight the whole time, like after an hour, a couple hours. And so I was just walking with like a slightly tight knee the whole time, which still kind of sucks.
Yeah, Mish is like always at Zen whenever we do these types of videos. It's often me and Zach crashing out.
I just gain a lot of joy.
Out, really.
Dude.
I don't think anyone
actually crashed out.
I saw Zach like walking around pissed off, kicking up can. I saw him pissed off.
That was really funny.
Zach crashing out in the last hour carried my mental health because I was laughing the entire last hour.
I wasn't
hour
crashing out. Well, maybe crying. I was a little bit.
He was, no, like, because
I was slightly crashing out because I just had to go to the bathroom so bad.
You were pulling in a piss for like 2 hours when you
only 1 hour.
No, I slightly had to go to the bathroom when we left Kipling Station to go on that extra walk.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to, like, go into the station and then come back out and then sit. And then, it like, when we come back, they're, like, already tapped because that shit pisses me off, bro.
Zach wasn't really crashing out. It was more just he was in the most pain, and so he was just acknowledging it. He was just like, ouch, ooh. And then me and Isaac, we're getting immense joy from that.
Yeah, I was cackling.
I take pleasure in my pain.
Can I just say, one of the things that kept me going was country music.
Oh my god, yeah, you were listening.
The entire time I had one AirPod in, listening to country music, and every so often, I would just like start singing a line, like just a random line.
Yeah.
And I feel like you guys would get so confused.
No, I think I understood it past a certain point. I just didn't know what you were singing because I'm not too familiar. But every time you were, with the country genre, every time you did sing, I like did a little dance. It kind of it boosted morale in a way.
It did because like a half an hour in, you had one AirPod in. You're like, I'm listening to my country music. And I was like,
dude, he put that in immediately.
It
was immediately?
Yeah.
I left Kipling Station and immediately put in that AirPod.
Yeah, the rest of us, like, we didn't listen to any music at all, with the exception of one moment where we listened to Ransom by Lil Tecca, and then we listened to a couple of You Numbers.
Yeah, because all day we were having, like, vocal stims, and one of them, for some reason, was, I got black, I got white, what you want, hop outside, goes and hop up in a fan. Eventually, Zach was like, what's this freaking song, I'm gonna play it. And so we start walking.
Well, I knew what the song was, I just forgot what it was called.
Yes. And so we start walking, we start singing to it while we're walking past real life, like normal people who think we're just like a bunch of weirdos, which we are.
Bro, we forgot to take the normal.
We were
in Etobicoke.
We were about to be.
We were almost, yeah.
So, like,
nobody was there.
There was really no one there.
Yeah. Etobicoke is, I think, like, Rob Ford and Doug Ford, and then nobody else lives there. Like, what is it? Oh, we also, at one of the stations, passed by, like, a busker who was playing some really sweet jazz on a saxophone.
I have, actually, insert clip.
Oh, we got a saxophone player coming up ahead? Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
The vibes are good out here on the Out of Death Podcast.
We'll return to the Out of Death Podcast after this short break.
That was pretty fire.
I feel like recording some stuff on Ryan's lav mic, like, on the walk was a good.
It really helped out.
It
was. Because it means that we could just edit that in. And
it means
so
we can go, insert moment where Ryan crashed out a little bit.
Which moment was that?
That was when we got to Kipling Lane or whatever. Or Kipling Road, do you remember that? You were going all high-pitched.
Well, okay, that wasn't me. That wasn't interclip.
Kipling, I see the road sign.
We're gonna take a break.
Guys, we're almost there.
That wasn't me crashing out. That was me just getting really excited that we got to Kipling Avenue.
Mm.
It was like a joyous crash.
It was a joyous crash.
I wouldn't classify that as a
crash. I think that's called a celebration.
I think it's what normal people call a celebration, Zach.
Dude, I'm joyously crashing.
I'm joyously crashing out.
Dude, I can't take my normal pills today.
I can't wait to at my birthday so I can joyously crash out.
Do we all agree that the worst and hardest moment was like the last hour?
No,
except when we saw Metro, because Ryan saw that he saw. Go ahead, Ryan. Do you want to tell a story of like the Metro warehouse?
Oh, okay. So, backstory. I used to work at Metro for like a year before I came to university. So this was a long time ago, like maybe a year or two ago. I don't even know how long ago. It's a long time ago. I used to work at Metro, and we would always get our orders. Like, I would see, like, on, like, the order sheet or whatever, it would always say Etobicoke, Ontario. And I had driven by this place because it's right by the, if you know the highway system, it's right by the 427. So I would drive by it. But I didn't realize that it's right near Kipling Station. So we walked a little bit extra to, like, finish our marathon or whatever. And then we were just going to walk back to actually finish the marathon. But where we turned around was the Metro Warehouse. Yeah. And I got so excited.
It was a pretty monumentous occasion because, like, we at that moment, we were able to turn back and just walk back to Kipling and finish our marathon.
So that was 40K. Like,
yeah, that was 40K mark. And it was so perfect. And it felt like it really felt like a pilgrimage to the great temple of Metro.
We walked from Kennedy Station to the Metro Warehouse.
It's a monumentous occasion, really. They'll write it down in history, I think.
In the same Metro. Insert clip.
Please finish your food before you say something into the mic, bro. Please. Because while Zach is telling this, while Ryan's telling a story, I see Zach zone out and, like, die inside because he's so tired. Because Zach's the only one that ended up with an injury, blistered on his foot. Everyone else got unscathed. I think I got some skin shaved off.
I'll see when I go home.
My feet are feeling great.
I'm just feeling a little twagoed, a little tired, you know?
We're all tired. We've been up for a long time. We walked for, like, what was it, Zach? 8 hours?
8 hours and 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, I woke up at...
We started at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we got back at your place at, like, 9.
Yeah, I woke up at 7:10, so, yeah. No, pretty full day, honestly. Of just one thing. Just one thing.
What stops did we make?
Dollarama twice.
We made a stop twice.
No, Dollarama once, and then McDonald's for water.
We made a stop at Dollarama by the Bloor Young Station.
Yeah.
And we got some candy.
We stopped at the McDonald's at which station?
What station was that?
Let me see if I can look.
I was thinking Castle Frank, but that doesn't sound right.
Dundas West, Dundas West. Yes, Dundas West.
Okay.
Yes, I knew it was in my
How
brain.
Much were we betting that it was Dundas
we
West?
Went to,
yes, I know it was Dundas West.
We went to Dundas West for McDonald's because I ran out of water and I needed some water, which was pretty clutch. So sponsor us, McDonald's.
While Zach gets set up, I wanted to mention that we kind of did an episode that was supposed to be last year, because last year I wanted to bring up Never Have I Ever Ran a Marathon, but y'all said that takes so much training and it's gonna take so long to do. And
yeah,
because
imagine
then we just naturally
yours was running a marathon.
Yeah,
we walked a marathon.
Yeah,
that's two completely different
things. Yeah, but I remember last year I was like, okay, what if we walk a marathon? And it was one of you. I'm pretty sure Zach was like, dude, that sounds so cringe, walking a marathon, and we just did it anyway.
That was Mish that said it.
Mish.
Well, the thing is. It does sound like, oh, I walked a marathon. Wow, here's your Medal of Honor, and you're like, I don't know.
We were celebrating.
Well, yeah, but this is different because I think we had, like, a real end goal. Also, it wasn't, like, February. It wasn't February, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, true. We could not do this any other time because all of the Spirit Life episodes this semester, next semester, are, like, in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I'm actually quite surprised we managed to talk, like, the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was some times where I think we went silent because, like...
We were locked in, maybe.
Yeah, like, I wasn't even locked in. I was more just, like, taking in the environment.
During the last hour, I locked in and just kept going.
Yeah, Ryan was told that he was gonna walk another hour, and he said, fucking fine. So we walked a whole hour, back and forth.
Here's the thing, is that I had like a pace going,
mm-hmm.
and you guys were not walking with my pace.
We were actually walking pretty fast. I was looking at my watch while we were doing it. We were keeping pace.
We were actually, I mean, look, the thing is about walking is it's not a tiring process. Like, we weren't really sweating, we weren't, like, breathing heavy or anything. It's just like a repetitive motion that just wears your legs down a little bit, you know. But then on the flip side, it's like when we take a break, then getting back up is just so much harder. Like, when we get to Kipling and we sat down for 5 minutes, then it was like it hit us,
like
oh
I sat down on the sidewalk and you guys were like, no.
We were telling you, no, don't sit down.
You guys were scared that I couldn't get up.
Well, yeah, because like you just, but before we filmed, it took you 10 minutes to get up.
Like, then, as soon as I walk in the house after grabbing food with Mish, I see you on the couch curled up watching YouTube videos because your legs are so tired.
It's because like we were on the subway for like, you know, 35 minutes. Like getting back, so like it, you know, rest in the legs made it hurt more when I got up, you know.
Yeah, Mish knows that too. He got up and he was like, oh, my legs, my hamstring. Oh,
yeah, like I was fine, sat down on the subway, and I was feeling fine on the subway because obviously, but then you get up and it's like, oh, this is like worse than when I was walking low key, you know what I'm saying?
It really sucks because Zach's supposed to go to gym tomorrow. I'm supposed to be Spider-Man and athletic tomorrow.
No, I have a driving lesson tomorrow, and so I'm just gonna go. My legs are gonna be jelly. Okay, so you're gonna want to hit the gas. I'm trying. Oh, you're gonna want to hit the gas actually.
Do we wanna quickly mention about what I did at Jane Station? Between Jane Station and Old Mill Station.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that.
I don't know why.
I know why.
Brian was like, you know, tweaking a little bit, not really that much. So Misha and I were like, you're freaking out, you're about to crash out, and Ryan's like, no, I'm not. And then he like just starts, you know.
So I decided to run from Jane Station to Old Mill Station, and I did run the entire way.
Yeah, we saw. We thought you were gonna stop at a stoplight, but then like you kept running.
Well, yeah, cause like there was a stoplight, and I like stopped for the stoplight, obviously, and then I was like, I could end it here, or I could just run the whole way.
Also, another thing is, I think we were saying beforehand, like, who we thought was gonna quit, at least, yeah. And I think we said that Ryan was gonna quit first, and I think he just kind of took that personally in a way, you know.
Well, okay, here's what happened. After I ran, that gave me my second wind, and I just like I was fine for the rest of the time.
Maybe it was just a mental thing.
Oh, it definitely was.
Yeah. Maybe running a marathon wouldn't be as bad because you're moving like different muscles. Like I think the biggest issue was just like the grinding on like your muscles, you know.
No,
just
sanding them down.
You want to run? Oh, you want to?
I think we ran a marathon next week.
Well, okay, here's the problem though. When you're running,
You get tired.
The impact of your foot and leg on the ground.
But you're also doing it for less time.
Yeah, but like
you might be exerting
putting
more force.
In, you know, way more effort. It would be longer to move yourself. Well,
never have Ryan I ever actually sprinted a marathon. Oh, we're going to sprint for 15 minutes and then quit. That's what we're going to do.
Ryan actually knows a tiny bit about running a marathon. Well, he was going to do one.
Oh, you were going to do a marathon?
Oh, I was going to do a marathon. Yeah, that was a complete lie, bro.
What? You just lied.
What happened? What happened?
Why would you say that?
Tell the story. I didn't hear about this.
There was, like, one time, like, a long time ago, and I tried to, like, gaslight these guys into thinking them that I was going to run a marathon. I was obviously joking about that shit.
You were dead serious, and I actually believed you. But I was, like,
You did not believe me that I almost ran a marathon.
Here's the thing. Like, I was, like, you know, this is probably a random thing Ryan might do. But I was, like, bro, he's going to struggle because I know this guy isn't out there training for it. I have a follow up for Ryan. Why did you decide to lie to everyone?
Yeah, Ryan, what
I
the fuck?
I don't know why.
Oh my god.
Why are you a little liar?
You're such
a
liar.
I was like making pasta or something like that, and I was like, yeah, I got a carb load for my marathon. And then I was originally going to say my Instagram Reels marathon. But then I just decided to go for a real marathon.
You're trying to hide the fact that you're fat and that you're eating so much.
Oh, I do not watch that many Instagram Reels.
I really do.
And wait. Zach, how'd you feel after doing that walk?
Bro, my legs just hurt, man.
My legs!
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Zach, how did you feel after doing that really long walk?
I'm not gonna lie, Ryan. I felt a teensy, tiny, weeny, teeny bit
out of my depth.
What? Oh my gosh, is that the thing?
Out of depth? Like the podcast. Fire.